Blog Talk Radio.
I never even got to explain, you know. This life thing is so fast. I never got to explain, I wasn't ready to speak. Try to make you proud, show you that I was scared of the street. Same street that took you from me so close. How do someone that matter the most go ghost? Baby girl, if you able, tell them to save me a halo. Baby boy, if you able, tell them save me a halo. I never got to explain, I wasn't ready to speak. Try to make you proud, show you that I was scared of the street. Someone that matter the most go ghost. Baby girl, if you able, tell them to save me a halo. Baby boy, if you able, tell them save me a halo. I don't see what's so important about these high guys. When they say they slide, they promoting all these drive-bys. If I could've told you not to be at that place at that time, I would only get to see your face in my mind. Saving the world ain't what it seems, baby, no, no. I'm by myself, ain't got no team, baby, no, no. Y'all in my dreams, baby, no, no. Hoping you smiling like I seen, baby, no, no. Hope I made you proud still. I know that you walking with me. I can see the whole field, niggas who ain't rocking with me. I don't know how far that chopper and that Glock gon' get me. Soldier, knock them niggas off before they even get the plot against me. Shipping on my soul. How you just gon' leave the guy without me? But I did some things in my life that went too clean. So I'm hoping you can speak to God about me. Yeah. I know it's my time. I still can't stop till I make it. I know I'm gon' shine one day. But till then, watch over your friends. Save a halo for me when I make it. I never got to explain, I wasn't ready to speak. Try to make you proud, show you that I wasn't scared of these streets. Same street that took you from me so close. How do someone that matter the most go ghost? Baby girl, if you able, tell them to save me a halo. Baby boy, if you able, tell them save me a halo. I never got to explain, I wasn't ready to speak. Try to make you proud, show you that I wasn't scared of these streets. Same street that took you from me so close. How do someone that matter the most go ghost? Baby girl, if you able, tell them to save me a halo. Baby boy, if you able, tell them save me a halo. One day, I know it's my time, one day. Forgive me my sins, I still can't stop till I make it.
Over fire, but still I'm in hell. I snatch the pistol from the shooter, I kill him myself. Big fish, small sea, I ain't feeling too well. Superhero can't do shit when the villains rebel. I had to think about that shit while I'm sitting in the cell. They treat us like we lost monkeys, gorillas who fell. Banana clips exposing hate, I'm just peeling the veil. Innocent niggas in the ring, they won't give them no bail. And for the first time, I felt out of prison to spell. Make sure you answer when they call, man, that shit really helps. You just remind them that they're human and living for real. Not just no number in this system, we victims as well. America late on that check, we ain't get any mail. And for the ones who really with it, just pick up the pills. Meet me at the top of the hill with a wish for this well. Cause they don't wanna give us jack, they want niggas in jail. Hell, you know that we tired of this shit. Clips about people getting killed, going viral and shit. The whole planet going to hell and it's spiraling quick. So please tell me how it helped, what you got on your wrist. And please tell me what your Rari gonna do for the cause. And how I run it, that just trading your noose for a cross. How you put on for that people but shooting at y'all. No, I don't want no foreign girl, I want roots, I want hours. Brown skin goddess with a flow and a smile. You are beautiful, we know you ain't been told in a while. And that it's not no disrespect to other women abroad, but they show love. hurtful to others, and our women get no regard. And I'm sorry, y'all really gotta live through that shit. The whole Kardashian shit sucks, the bigger the lip. Time to let these ladies know that we support them and love them, and maybe they will keep the babies, not abort them and snuff them. Late at night I hear the planet, she be crying, dropping real tears, because she love us but she dying, cause we still here. That's why I say it's probably over, they succumb to Satan. I think the elders only waiting on my confirmation. A couple squares of brand new light gave me a fuller step. I'm outnumbered, but that's alright, I got some bullets left. I learned a lot of magic tricks, rabbits, I pull them, yep. But here's the key to magic, never try to fool yourself.
You're like the hamster running around this moving thing, but making no progress. The record companies are very satanic.
She love the same, love the way that she in tune. On this road to fame, how she know my name?
Baby, I'm just like you.
Ooh, Empress, she Empress me.
That's the way I knew.
Empress, please, will you bless me with your tune? Talk about the pain, oh, she love the same, love the way that she in tune. On this road to fame, how she know my name?
Baby, I'm just like you.
Ooh, Empress, she Empress me.
That's the way I knew.
Your tune. There won't be times like these without you.
Time like me.
I know it might seem selfish of me, my apologies, but I need my bright side of me.
You're my twin, my Siamese.
I need you here with me more than my dreams. Cause when I wake up, all this fake love tiring me.
I was intrigued
by the way you held me and told me
and showed me.
Such a thing as a woman who lived like a queen and showed love to a king. And I say,
Cocoa Butter Bang,
oh she love the same, love the way that she in tune. On this road to fame, how she know my name?
Baby, I'm just like you.
Ooh, Empress, she Empress me.
That's the way I knew.
Empress, please will you bless me with your tune?
Cocoa Butter Bang,
oh she love the same, love the way that she in tune. On this road to fame, how she know my name?
Baby, I'm just like you.
Ooh, Empress, she Empress me.
That's the way I knew.
Empress, please will you bless me with your tune?
Welcome everybody. You are tuned in to the Divine Mothers Radio Show. It's gonna be an interesting one. Let me just go ahead and say that off rip. I don't know. It's gonna be an interesting one. It's a lot going on. Let me say already, I'm not feeling my best, so but it doesn't matter. You know, I'm realizing that consistency is what is needed because it's too much going on too fast. So I'm gonna do this show anyway. And we're going to see what we come up with. Without further ado, co-host, are you there? I don't know how I'm going to put this shit on today, but can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear what my... See, I can't even do this shit, man. I'm slow as a mother. Yeah, welcome. How's your day been, man? Let me flip over.
It,
give me some coffee.
It's been really good today. I started out this morning not in the best mood. I said, let me change this energy because you can change the energy. You can do that energy shift. And I said, let me change this up right now and just celebrate, because I got a birthday coming up next month, so I'm celebrating from the 31st to the 31st. And I'm
Get it started. Let me put a disclaimer out, because you know I hadn't been doing it this second go round, but I need to let people know, when you're listening to this show, you're choosing to do so at your own, you know what I'm saying, by your own will, your own merit, right? And everybody has an opinion, you know, and that's fine and it's acceptable. And over here, we can agree to disagree, as long as you can comprehend that I too have an opinion and that it doesn't matter what anybody ever would ever be able to say. It's not going to change or alter my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So as long as that is understood, that, you know, I respect everybody's viewpoints. You're allowed to have them. You know, as long as y'all can do the same for me, because it ain't going to change. If this is the way I see stuff, it's the way I see it. You know, and I can accept that from somebody too. But, you know, your own discretion is what you use when listening to this show. Stay rated R on the damn tag too, by the way. Just in case y'all didn't read it.
Listener discretion.
Definitely.
Discretion is a,
you know,
yes.
Definitely. You know, I'll never be vulgar. But that R is there for a reason when it comes to me, for real. So I just wanted to put that out there, because I hadn't been saying it, and I don't want people to be real shocked. You know, they hear the name Divine, and they think I'm all soft tissue paper all day, and it's not like that. And then I don't want them to be shocked. You know what I'm saying? That to see the truth. That's all. Put my right now.
All
right. So yeah, I just want to say that. You already know.
Okay.
I got me messed up today.
See?
Yeah.
I can't. So how was your day today?
It was interesting. I've been up and down. You know, up and down. I took my ass outside. You know, I don't really go around humans like that. But I went out and then went into a store. And it was freezing in that damn store. My ass wasn't dressed for the store. I was dressed for the ride to the store. I wasn't dressed for the store.
Mm-hmm.
Had a jacket, too, in the car. Wouldn't go get the jacket. That would have been the right thing to do. That's a jacket in there. Mm-hmm. It just was in the store. After a while, I started feeling the cold, like, get real cold. Like, how you get down in my skin cold? Shit. I'm going to show you how is what it said.
Yeah.
So between that and pollen, I've never been allergic to pollen, but I can't stop sneezing. Like if I go outside and rap, I don't understand.
This stuff is thick. It got in my eyes, and I'm like, yo, what is going on? Why are my eyes burning? What's happening here?
Yeah, see that type of shit right there. That right there. I've never seen it be so much. Never seen so much of it. But it's not normal. I don't normally have allergies and stuff like that, but whatever this is, it feels like flu, you know, just a simple flu. Like, you took your behind into Antarctica. You came up out there and went straight to hell. You know what I'm saying? You ain't slide in or nothing. You just flip-flop right in that mud. So my immune system was like, hold on, honey. You about 3 weeks too late on this type of shit. So every time I go, I'm drinking tea. Juices, water. And every time I hit the restroom, I'm taking something else. Vitamin, golden seal, echinacea, garlic, magnesium.
Right.
I'm taking everything. Just every time I go in there, I got to take something, because y'all got me messed up. So, you know, just working through that, man.
I understand. You're not alone. Trust me. You are not alone.
Crazy.
So I see you have the title. Am I correct in saying you said distractions?
Yeah, like I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
It's so much of that happening. I don't know what else. You know, some things don't change. I couldn't think of a show title, that's all I'm seeing. That's all I'm seeing, and it's everywhere with everything. Mm-hmm. Everything is a distraction. Everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know I said I wasn't going to touch on it. Well, I didn't say that. But I know everybody probably tired of hearing about it. But, you know, I got to say something about it. The little dude that he had bought him a whole little rack at first, right? Then he have a full set of headlights. Then he have him little Nas X.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Then he have him some headlights and shit.
Right,
and
right. What was that about?
Now,
he
went. That was a whole big distraction. I guess, like, just to see what people would do, say, whatever. I don't know. But now, here it is. This new dude done went straight to hell on the stripper pole. He Eve in the garden. No, he Adam in the garden playing with on Eve guitar. That her guitar. I know her guitar anyway. But that's Adam in the garden. Yo, man. And it's still a distraction. All of that still is a distraction.
Right.
Now, everybody, look at all the millions of views that video had. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to watch it. You could not watch it because you had to see what was going on. You had to just to end up saying that this dude has a pair of shoes with 666 on them. Pentagram on it. This nigga straight telling y'all he's with Baphomet. With one drop of the Mischief member's blood in the bottom of the shoe. So y'all walking on blood. Y'all doing all types of rituals and stuff now. You got the masses doing rituals. You got the masses watching the rituals.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing would be, why? Why now? Why now? Why would you even do that? Why would? And then it's a thing in there where he say he's not fazed. When he say he not phased, all I hear is phase, F-A-I-S-E. He said he not phased. That's what I hear. And what you right, you're not.
Okay.
Because you on that side and phase is on this side. But you know what I'm saying? The way that the battle is coming, you know, right here in front of our eyes, show you we ain't got time. What we got time for? What do we have time to do now? Because it has gone from them not, you know, hiding it with Kiss. Remember Kiss and all them? Those were some actual demons, too, the rock group kids. That's when they was doing the whole
rituals.
Did not know
that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Actual demons. Actual demons, not just people who cut their tongues and shit. You know what I'm saying? But you had that where they were hiding it. And now you have them coming straight out forward and saying, you know, this is who I roll with. You know?
Wow.
I think it would behoove everybody to understand where we are on the timeline. That's all. On the timeline of it all. Now they don't care. They went from lying, had everybody thinking they were lying, and you know, something was wrong with us, conspiracy theorists, for talking about the Illuminati and the devil worshiping and the blood sacrifice and all those things we were saying over the years. Something was wrong with us saying that. Now, these last couple years, you've seen all of this come out, full-fledged, adrenochrome, you know what I'm saying? Child sex trafficking.
Right.
All this stuff has come right to the forefront. And then those same people that are responsible for it are now, you know what I'm saying, showing you who your artists and stuff are. Y'all don't even know who y'all rocking with for real.
Right.
So, I just think that shit is interesting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just think that it's real interesting and unfortunate. But again, now the devil don't mind telling you that he the devil and saying, F y'all, y'all got a problem with me going to hell? Fuck y'all. That's what the little dude is saying. I don't care nothing about that. Y'all mad at me, whatever. And it ain't got nothing to do with what he's saying. We didn't even know nothing about no Lil Nas X being no homosexual. We ain't know nothing about that. He came out and told everybody, we just knew that the nigga was riding on down the road. You know what I'm saying? He's going to take his horse with him and shit. We ain't know nothing about it. Then he came out, then he told us. And then he came out and with these shoes and said, y'all used to make me feel bad at 14. Nigga, we didn't even know you at 14. Who are you talking to? We didn't know you at 14. And at 14, we wouldn't have known you was that because you had to come out and tell us you was that. We didn't know. So come on, man. For real, what's going on? That's a lie. That's a whole lie. No, what it is, you know what I'm saying, they allowing everybody to know who running the game and who with who. That's all that is. And we need to know you. Come on. 14.
Okay.
So go ahead. Right. Out of here with that.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Wow.
But there are other things going on as well, like other things happening, you know what I'm saying, interplanetarily, and other things happening galactically that we really should be paying attention to and aligning our vibrations with, you know what I mean? And they want you to still be carnal. They want you everything below the heart chakra. They want your energy, your focus, your finances, your currency, you, how you make it flow. They want all of that beneath heart chakra. So they get you on some base, carnal, low vibrating energy. Then you'll miss what you're supposed to be getting on. You'll miss your mark for the jump.
Exactly.
You'll miss the jump. So, you know, that part kind of bothers me. You know, what you think about the damn shoes? I said, them motherfuckers. Hey, yes, I will. They fire as hell. I ain't gonna lie, the design of them. Put the time into the thread, the way that they arranged it. The arrangement is nasty. You can't touch the arrangement. But I would never.
Are you talking about the black ones? The black.
You know I am. With that pentagram on the front.
Okay.
Red.
Yeah, on the front.
On
the thought somebody tied it on the shoestring. I ain't really look at it that closely. And I was like, wow. Okay, that's all different. And I see that Nike is suing for infringement. So, oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
But, I didn't even think that anybody would even do something. Now, first of all, like you said, that's fine. That's an idea. Hell, I didn't think to do that. Okay, that's different. Mm-hmm. That's way different. It's different than anything else that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, buddy, yeah, what is really, what's the underlying reason for all of this? I know that this is distraction. What are we being distracted from? That's my question.
Right.
Like, okay, like, you know how everybody gathers around when at a crime scene or something, and then whoever calls the scene is usually sneaking out the back door or sneaking out within the crowd, walking away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for that person. Like, yo, what's up? Because this is a distraction. Everybody's distracted over here. So I'm looking around to see what the fuck's going on back here. What you doing? What's up? What's the real, what's really going on? So I'm like, okay. Now my ears are heightened. Everything's like red alert. What is happening? Like you have to be still and just watch. Like, yo, because I don't want to get sideswiped. I don't want to get swiped off and hit with the brass knuckles on the side of my head. But, you know, I don't want to do that. I want to be watching, you know, like you said, swivel your head and watch what is really going on. And nobody's asking the questions. Everybody's doing that sheeple shit. Just, we're going to go over the cliff. Oh, everybody watch. We're going all, everybody's going over the cliff. Come on. Really? Seriously? Nobody got to stop and ask no questions and went, hey, yo, we don't have where are the elders at? You know, like our generation now has moved into like our age or whatever. Then where are our elders, the ones that are older, that were older than us? Where are they at?
They've been rounding them up. They've been putting them in the nursing homes and giving them these vaccines.
Well, yeah.
They've been eliminating the elders. Yeah. That was the goal, to get rid of them first so they can never pass the information to the youth. You don't even see people our age out here really like doing shit for real. You got more voice and sound coming from people in the younger generation that we're supposed to be paving the way for. They're making more sound than the people right here in our age. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the problem is. Because the elders are gone. Where we at? If we at least stand up, then we can make sure that the sound that the youth makes is in alignment with what's moving. But, you know what I'm saying?
Scared.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. It's interesting. Stay in tune. And y'all, keep your eyes on the skies. Today was weird. Yesterday was weird. Day before that was weird. Keep your eyes up. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be something that y'all are missing.
Okay.
Something that they want you to miss.
Right.
To keep putting all these distractions out here.
Right.
And speaking of, I remember the last show, right? I'm gonna be more consistent, but I'm almost done getting everything in order so I can be consistent, right? I'm just one person, y'all, but I got every damn thing to do. But remember when I said last time that I had something from RZA Islam that I wanted to play,
right?
On the last show,
yes.
And I had to convert it, man. It took me so long. I'm just now able to get it converted. But I do want to play it because I know people seem to be going to sleep in that arena too, right? I went through the store and I'm looking at 99% of the people got a mask on their face. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it like, it's like people are going to sleep. Like they even put out information and said that our community isn't feeling so threatened by the jab anymore. Like we don't see it as so scary now. But there is also information that was just put out about all the people that lost their life with it. Like, in the, you know what I'm saying? I wished I had that pulled up. I had it pulled up until now. And I could read it to you, but a lot of people are losing their lives. Like, we can't forget that. We can't just act like that's not happening. You know, and then say, okay, well, it happened to them. It's not going to happen to me. You know,
it's a lot of people are saying that. A lot of people are saying that happened to them. It's not going to happen to me. That ain't going to happen to me. Okay. All right, Shadow Rick. I hear you talking. Really? You real sure about that on an experiment that they didn't even test?
Right.
But you sure about that, right? An experiment that they did not test. And the Johnson & Johnson, what, 28 days? Oh, okay. But on the 37th day, you did? Okay, gotcha. Well, you got some kind of ailment that you did not have before?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And people getting blood clots in their hands. Have you seen those images?
Right.
Big fat blood clots in their hands.
Their skin is peeling like bad sunburn. The guy was red from his back all the way down his feet. He couldn't walk. It was a real bad rash. Like, it was horrible. It was just his skin just peeling off. It's just falling off. How does that happen? Like, he looked like he'd been in a fire. What?
See, that will happen when you're a zombie. Don't your meat fall off? See?
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Like, this is wild. These are these movies that we've seen. Like, everybody, if y'all get a chance, watch Hunger Games, the first one. Because it was like, kind of like, within that movie, there was a section that's kind of like zombie-ish where nobody remembers anything. But everybody had got something, either like a shot or something first.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. It's ridiculous. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. And now y'all are getting these experiments, like let's experiment. And I don't know if you remember when we were talking one time and I was telling you about the dream that I had where we were walking down the bridge and it was all these boats on both sides, these big, huge cruise ships. And they telling people, you know, come on the boat and get the experiment, get the shot. Come on the boat, we'll give you a cruise, we'll do this, we'll do that. You know, you go ahead, you get the shot. And it's like, no, we're walking in the middle of this bridge and just walking to see all the people just flocking to these huge cruise ships out here. And I'm sitting up here like, yo, why would you even do something like that? What? Nobody's asking me any questions. Nobody's asking about this, the right questions. Is it safe? Oh, okay, that's what you're asking. That's what those people that are getting the shot. Is it safe? Yeah, I didn't feel a thing. Not yet. Everybody's different, and it had not been tested at all. And you just, okay, so you're going to take, I'm going to take and get a syringe and put some bleach in your skin. Like you said, like Trump was making a joke that time. But I'm going to get a syringe and put some bleach in it and just put, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Why? Because you ain't tested that, but you got that. Put that same energy on this experiment. Y'all not even asking. And then they got the little report cards. You can write anything on that goddamn sheet. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? And then I seen some people where the people are given, they are given the experiment. You're not even in a nurse's uniform. You're not even trained for this. How you going? Right. Pop my arm with some. Are you nah.
Right.
You better stay the hell away from me.
And then look, the people are getting they're actually contracting it, you know, after having the jab.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they're not able to even, their immune systems are messed up. You know what I'm saying? After getting. And then they tell you 2 and 3 times you're supposed to get it. But if you already damaged after the first time, why would you even? Why would you even go back for an experiment? Let alone the one time, why would you go back for an experiment? They
because
are thinning the herd. They thinning the herd, man. If you are not mentally strong enough to think for yourself, they do not deem you worthy to breathe anymore. If you cannot process information that they consider to be basic, it might not be basic for us because they kept it from us, but they consider this to be basic. If you can't comprehend and process basic stuff, it's best that you not be here. That's how they're looking at it. So their whole thing is to eliminate everybody. Everybody who low, you got to vibrate low enough. You have to be vibrating on a certain frequency to even allow yourself and consider to allow yourself that. That means you have to have a certain amount of fear that exists within you, a certain amount of doubt that is within you. You got to be turned off. You can't be tuned in at all, because if you were in tune, you would know that something don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? If you were able to watch and see what was going on, you would just look and say, this ain't matching up. But if you're not able to do that, then you're not in alignment with what we had in fifth dimension anyway. You see, you're not in alignment. So, of course, you're going to get caught up. So I would think that everybody would need to raise their vibration, unplug from what all these artists and shit is doing. Anytime you see something major going on in the, because the music industry is all it is, Hollywood dead. That shit dead. So, you know what I'm saying? The music industry is where you're going to see a lot of movement at. But pay attention to what type of movement you see. And then look at what they're not saying. Because spiritually, if this mug is sitting up here talking about he going to kill an angel, because to me that was a spirit in that video. A spirit, because he was raising up. So what would you have done to make you now sink down? You had to have stabbed that being that was raising you up into the heavens. And now you're sliding your ass down to hell. Now, if they're making statements like that, right, what else is the balance meant for that? What else is happening? That's the counteraction of that we're not focusing on, because we're focusing on that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So as one is falling, it's got to be one that's raising up. It's got to be something else happening. We're not supposed to be focusing on this nigga sliding to hell. We're supposed to be focusing on the raising up part. You know what I'm saying? But they got everybody stuck there, and that's all the conversation now. Oh, my God, he went to hell. Oh, no. And they got everybody is on his ass about it, like y'all shocked or something, like y'all ain't been told this, like y'all didn't know already.
Okay.
That's Baphomet shit. You know what I mean? But y'all like their music. Y'all buy their music. Y'all support them.
Love.
So why y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it a problem now that he's revealing to you who he is? You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know demons when you look at them, and they'll say to you, "Hey, guess what? I'm one." And you be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm so surprised. Why he do?" No. It is what it is. They've been who they were. You like them, so you should still like them now that they're taking their skins off.
Right.
That's what they said was gonna happen in hell.
You invited them in. So don't. You had the signs. You had the signs. The signs were there. They have to tell you.
Right.
Now, you can choose to pretend like you want to ignore it if you want to. Oh, my God, I'm so surprised. No, you're not. Don't tell that lie. Don't do that. No, you knew. You knew it. You have to invite them in, period.
Right.
Now,
how many people are really willing to counteract, you know what I'm saying, that energy by now going into listening to something that speaks against them demons? How many people are willing... As many millions of people as went and watched that damn video. How many people are willing to put in the energy, even for themselves, to go and watch something that is counteractive to that, to balance it out? People don't even know that. They don't know that. They don't know that they can
not,
do that.
Not many.
They don't know that they should do that.
And then they'll sit up there and say, oh, no, it wasn't that bad. You know, we're going to make excuses just to, you know, just shoo it away. Oh, no, it wasn't that bad. No, it's okay. It's all right. I don't need to do that. I'm okay. I'm all right. And then going about their day.
Meanwhile, yeah. Lil Nas X got a huge following of children. He has a lot of the younger people. The younger ones listen. And then the parents aren't talking, they're not stopping it. They're not saying anything like how we're saying now. So who's telling the children how to protect themselves? You don't know what images, what glyphs are going to activate certain things in children. You don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
Most people didn't even know what that meant when the tree was activated. So how are you going to protect your child from something? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is the devil's playground, man. Y'all got to come up out. Y'all got to come up out and y'all run out of time. What's going to happen is it's going to happen all of a sudden, just like they put throwing out dates, April 2nd, you know, in New York, in order to be able to come out amongst the population, you got to have that buzz, that jab, right? So they're going to start doing it in stores and jobs and all that. What y'all going to do? Y'all going to take the mark of the beast? Y'all going to take it for fear? Because y'all feel like y'all have to? Y'all don't have no faith in who y'all worship, God. Y'all got no faith in God. Y'all have no faith in nature or any of that, right? You're just going to listen to this man, to these people who have agendas of eliminating the population on the planet.
Okay.
The Johnson & Johnson new vax that they given to the teachers done took out 2,500 people. Didn't they just roll that out?
They just rolled it out. And they, like you said before, they just came off of that damn lawsuit. So, well, they're still in that lawsuit, I should say. Not off of it. They're still in that lawsuit.
They got that shit broken
down.
Yeah, 80% of the people who had that jab got problems now that they cannot reverse. And if they broke it down to another percentage that got some stuff that, you know what I'm saying, requires more assistance, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing positive coming from it. No positive, nothing. It's an experiment. An experiment.
Big time.
How would you even allow yourself?
Big time experiment. And not being funny, all y'all, all of those people that have gone and done the test. Have you seen Bill Gates, Fauci, or any of these people go and get this shot live? Have you seen them take it? They talk about it a lot. Have you seen them take it? There are retractable needles, people, okay? There is a such thing. I don't know if y'all remember the babies with the disappearing baby bottle milk back in the day. It disappeared. So you have the retractable needle that you can put it, make it look like it's going into the skin. And mind you, they don't do a close-up of when they're doing these shots for the celebrities and different people like that. You're not getting that close up. Oh, it just felt like a little prick. Okay. All right, cool. I felt like a prick. Okay, that's all you did was prick somebody. You didn't push anything in there. It didn't burn or you didn't feel any of that stuff. Okay, gotcha. Whatever. All right. I hear you. So no side effects. Oh, no, I feel fine. Everybody keeps saying, oh, no, I feel fine. I hear you. I don't think you gave it enough time yet. Some people, immediate death. Some people, like you said, additional ailments. And so, and then you sign your life away. Y'all have not sat down and read that consent form. Don't play with me. You haven't read any of that stuff that you signed in your life away. Where are the side effects on it? Are you asking any questions while you're sitting there? Because you can go all the way up to the line and then start asking questions. Ask the questions, like for real, seriously. Ask, yo, what's up? Because a lot of these people don't know. My husband was in the hospital, and I tried to ask nurses questions, and they didn't know. So, I mean, you know, I'm in the hospital. This dude is in ICU. See, y'all don't know. What you mean you don't know? Didn't you train for this? What you mean? What you mean? You can't tell me nothing, and then there's nobody. Well, there are some, but then y'all are not asking the questions. Why are you there? Oh, I have to help save the world. I got on my Superman cape. You are not Superman, boo. That is an experiment. Okay?
Right.
They don't even have a proven hypothesis yet. I hope y'all remember what that meant. They don't even have that yet. So, really? Like, seriously? Ain't no way. I just shook my head. When they said Bill Gates, Mr. Microsoft, he is heading over these experimental shots, I will not call it the V word at all. These experimental shots, he's over it. And we're putting money into every experimental shot that we can. Whoever's mm-hmm. going to make one, I'm putting money into it. What? Y'all mm-hmm. didn't question that then when he said it on stage live. Y'all mm-hmm. didn't, huh? And why is he now why all of a sudden that he is the expert and the go-to man for this? Yeah, you didn't dig right. into this? Like, come on, people. Come on, y'all. Are you serious? I mean, that's my opinion. And that's how I feel. Like, I have a lot of questions, and these questions are going unanswered. And people are like, well, you know, you're fearful. Well, then call me fearful. Hell yeah, you're not about to stick me with no damn experiment. And then be like, oh, you'll be fine. My ass could be dead the next day. I'll take my chances with breathing the air.
Right.
I will take my chances. I take my chances this far. I'm 46, and hey, we've done good so far. So, yeah, that's proven. That's a proven record right there. I got 46 years breathing this air. How about that? What you got with this experiment? You ain't got nothing. It just came off the line. Like, what? Don't they when they do products and stuff, don't you have to go through quality control and testing? Like with cars, they got to go through a safety. They got to go through a safety protocol type thing, right? You can't mm-hmm. just put a car together and just get in and they drive. The damn steering wheel and the wheels and shit fall off, but that's okay though. It wasn't tested or approved. But y'all.
And then he said that the second wave, he said that this time, this one will get everybody's attention. And I'm like, what the heck? And then they smile, him and, you know what I'm saying, Robin Harris. I mean, Melinda. Robin mm-hmm. Harris? That's the baby kid. I keep doing that. What that dude name from Jumanji? What his name is?
Robin Williams. Robin Williams dead, though. Both of them dead.
Okay. Uh-huh. Robin Williams. So Bill Gates and Melinda.
Uh-huh. Melinda.
There's some interesting shit going on. That's all I'm saying. Mr. Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah. Gates. Okay, let me not. Hey, I got to pull the proof out when I do the talking. But yeah, they smile at each other when he says, and this one is going to get their attention this time. Like, what the hell? That's like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some stuff you've been a pull.
Yeah, that's a setup. Hello.
Right. Letting everybody know that they are getting ready to do something. It's not something naturally moving. They're going to make something happen. Mm-hmm. But I want to play this RZA Islam
mm-hmm.
clip because nobody can find it now. It disappeared. Y'all know, I don't know if y'all know, but they took him off of Instagram. They blocked him off his pages.
I did not know that. I didn't know personally. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was right a little bit after him and FaZe had met up. And took their pictures and stuff, you know, had their encounter. It was
mm-hmm.
not long after that. They took the whole, blocked them up out of everything. I knew it, though. I knew that mm-hmm. that they were going to take that video. So something told me to get it right then. But I don't know what mm-hmm. it is that they're saying is the reason why they took all his pages down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I would like to play it, though, so y'all can hear. Because I went off about the pastors in the churches not telling y'all. Because the pastors in the churches are going to deliver y'all up telling y'all to go get it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they have to do. But, excuse me, I got my door open like a nut. Like I didn't say the outside is bothering me. But I want to play the RZA Islam so y'all can hear what he's saying. Because I don't want anybody to go to sleep. Because you and I both know somebody that just lost somebody from that jab.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
yeah.
That was sad to, you know what I'm saying, to experience. Like, people don't know for real what's going on. And those people who are making it, yeah, they making it, but they got internal situations going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Internal stuff that if it ain't hit them by now, by the next cold season, it will. And they're telling you that too. So it's just sad, man. It's real sad. But if you cool with it, I'm going to push play so we can at least have this on record because they can't find him now. All right. Yeah, RZA Islam on the COVID Jabberwocky.
In this short time, I'm just going to go over the illegality. Say illegality. Interesting word when it comes to what people are referring to as vaccines. Number one, we cannot call them vaccines. You understand that? We're going to prove that to those of you who have been watching and those of you who have been lied to for a very long time, and for those of you who are in the medical profession, those of you in the educational field, those of you who are in any area where this topic has been brought up and you, whether you knew it directly or indirectly, have lied to the people. You must be educated and retaught about something that you were specifically weaponized to perpetuate to go towards an ultimate agenda, which is, as our Dr. Ava said beautifully, the depopulation of 2 to 3 billion people on the earth. Emergency use authorization versus FDA approval. An emergency use authorization, or EUA, is a mechanism to facilitate the availability and use of medical countermeasures, including vaccines, during public health emergencies such as the current COVID-19 pandemic. Under an EUA, the FDA, or Food and Drug Administration, may allow the use of unapproved, medical products in an emergency diagnosis or to treat or prevent serious or life-threatening diseases or conditions. When certain statutory criteria have been met, including that there are no adequate approved or available alternatives, current use of any of these four agents is authorized under an Emergency Use Authorization Act. Being approved under an emergency use authorization means, quote, the products are investigational and experimental. Only their investigational studies have not been completed, and they are only permitted to be approved because there is no FDA approval alternative. We're now going to go into the audio from Kizmikia Corbett, admitting some very startling information directly from her mouth.
What I can say is that emergency use authorization is still experimental. It's still an experimental phase. These emergency use authorizations are simply asking the FDA, with what we have right now, can this product be used in the most vulnerable of populations while we continue to gather data that would allow us to license it for everyone?
Do we know what experimental is? Well, for those of you who have not looked up the word when your doctor told you that these were safe and effective, and you may not have known to ask this question, let us look at the definition of the word experimental. Experimental is an adjective meaning of a new invention or product based on untested, ideas or techniques and not yet established or finalized. Tuskegee had roughly 600 participants. COVID has a lot more. But at this moment, The deaths, as Dr. Ava brought up beautifully from the vaccine adverse events reporting system, there are roughly 1,000, but that is less than 1% of those reported, which means it is well over that number. But directly, there are more people who have died from receiving these experimental vaccines than those who have participated in the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. More have died within the last 4 months than the 600 that died in 40 years. So this is the COVID experiment, and this is much deeper than Tuskegee ever was. Informed consent of emergency use authorization products. Since an emergency use authorization means the products are investigational and experimental only, products approved for emergency use are prohibited from being mandated. Listen, lawyers and attorneys, those of you who try to say that this can be made mandatory, I need you to look at your United States codes. Products that are approved for emergency use are prohibited from being mandated by federal law, and an individual must consent. Individuals to whom the product is administered need to be informed. These are the requirements. So individuals to whom the product is administered are to be informed of the option to accept or to refuse the product. This is what is called informed consent. 21 United States Code 360 BBB-3, authorization for medical products for use in emergencies. Next, the experimental COVID-19 vaccines. The Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and good old Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. Products are not approved by the FDA, because they are only months old. Now, didn't they say they have new technology that came out? More advanced technology? Yeah, we still have cancer. Yeah, you still have Ebola. You still have all these things that you're making all of these pills for because you're managing. You can't cure because if you cure, you have no patients, and therefore you want us to remain a patient for life. But you came out with something in less than 10 months for something that just popped on the scene all of a sudden that you say you knew nothing about. We are still dealing with the same devil. With extremely limited safety and efficacy study, the FDA has properly classified them as experimental. It is literally, legally, chemically classified as of right now as experimental. The soonest the Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech experimental vaccines could be considered by the FDA for full licensure for adults only is when the trials are expected to conclude, which is on October the 27th, 2022, and January 31st, 2023. You are being experimented on as of right now. Lastly, the Nuremberg Code, rule number one, failure to obtain informed consent. To you medical professionals, I recommend you sincerely get in touch with your Lord, because the blood will be on your hands and you will have to take responsibility for everyone who you have misled, whether if you knew it or not. You must heed the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. The foundational premise of medical ethics is found in the beginning of the Nuremberg Code, which defines informed consent in great detail. The Nuremberg Code spends so much time on informed consent because scientists well know that it is far too easy for a scientist or physician to lead or mislead, inform or misinform, educate or obfuscate. Most laypersons, that would be us, those of us who do not have the letters, the doctorate degrees, this degree, etc. We're laypersons. It is easier to educate or obfuscate most laypersons into consenting per the doctor's preference. This can be for a malevolent reason or just a matter of limited time, information, resources. But it is precisely because the temptation to not inform patients is universal across all times and places that the Nuremberg Code places an enormous emphasis on obtaining it and requires that there is, one, no element of force, say force. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that if you come into our communities and you try to force this vaccine on us, that is a declaration of war. Do you understand what that means? The whole hood heard that. And they are waiting because this is something we will have to fight for our lives against if it is forced. There is to be no element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, coercion, constraint, or sufficient knowledge and comprehension to make an understanding and enlightened decision. Those are the requirements in order for them to sincerely follow what is called the Nuremberg Code. I pray that I have been able in my short moments bring some actual facts.
All you scared to death Negroes. Just sit down.
All right, my bad. I couldn't even figure out how to stop that mug. Wow. You know?
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? 914-205-5453 is the call-in number. For those of y'all who are listening in online, you have to call in to hear the last moments of the show. You got 2 minutes to call in. Again, that number is 914-205-5453. Yeah. Whoa. What do you think about it? What you think about what you heard?
Just confirmation of just a little bit more detail, but confirmation of what I've been saying myself. Experiment. Okay? And it is an act of war if you try to mandate. You cannot mandate an experiment. Come on, people. Like, just listen and do your due diligence. And like he also said, with the, it's the blood on the doctor's hands, what the scientists were saying, or the doctor or whoever was saying that, you know, laymen, you know, it's easy to go ahead and have them to consent. And that's where we are right now. You know what I'm saying? These days, people are consenting. Oh, I'm going to give my consent, you know, what, as far as the fear factor. It's big. And it's just like the explanations are not there. These are experiments. 2023, y'all? Who we at? 2021, 2023. And I also remember Gates talking about, he said he invested in 7 companies. So there are only, how many listed right now? 4?
Right.
He invested in 7 companies to do this experiment. There are 3 more out there, and what did you just say? Oh, like the best is yet to come, kind of what you said. They looked at each other, so we got 3
right.
more
yeah,
out there.
Like, yeah,
that he's invested
yeah.
in. So I mean, you know, it's an act of war, people. You don't understand, like you said, war for your lives. Like, come on, protect yourselves. And we know people that have taken it. You know, and it's, oh, I have to protect the community. Like I said, superhero cape. You know, put your superhero cape. I gotta protect the community. Okay, I got you. I got a car that's not tested out here. I need you to go and drive it over there off that cliff right there. See if it'll fly. Let's see if it'll fly. Go ahead. I won't drive that one. What the heck? Why would you even do a damn experiment like this? Like, I'm sitting there just shaking my head. Like, people I know that are against it, their parents have done it, and they're sitting up there like,
right.
I tried to inform you, you don't want to, well, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do, and you
right.
don't need to do stuff like this. I said, and I still say, I love my parents, and they are now elevated ancestors, but I'm so thankful I don't have to deal with that with my parents, because I would have to hog tie them to the bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to feed you. I feed you and give you food 3 meals a day or whatever, and let you go pee. But you're not
Hell
going.
No.
No, you're not doing it.
She said,
oh, yeah. Oh,
three meals
time.
A day.
I'm country as hell. Yes.
But look, though, they
right
said that we won't know until October 27th, 2022, or January 21st, 2023, mm-hmm. and that'll be by then that it is licensable for adults only. Did you hear them say that? Mm-hmm. Adults only.
Mm-hmm.
So even mm-hmm. after they do all of this stuff that they're doing, they're only going to license it for adults. Why are they giving it to the children?
Okay.
Why are they testing the babies? Why are y'all giving
right.
the babies these tests and talking about doing this to the children when they're never
mm-hmm.
even going to license it for children?
Mm.
That's what I'm saying, man. We don't understand You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The type of things that we're up against. And he spoke about it being an act of war, right? This is mm-hmm. this is my thing. Mm-hmm. My family didn't come from no slaves, right? And in mm-hmm. my tribe, we understand that we didn't come here on no boat. We understand that. We have access to the original pictures where it wasn't us that was on those boats for real. You know what I'm saying? It was mm-hmm. the ones who telling us that it was us that was on them boats for real coming over here dying and shit. And it was not us right. that was standing in the soup kitchen line, 500 and 600 of them at a time. It was us that was okay. feeding the people that came in them soup kitchen lines after coming over here on them boats and shit like that. You see what I'm saying? So it's these mm-hmm. same beings that have lied and told us that we were slaves. We were never slaves. We were prisoners of war. Prisoners of mm-hmm. war mean they came onto your land. They befriended you. They lied to you. They gave your children and wives and shit and husbands, you know what I'm saying, blankets with diseases in them. We taught them how to grow
right.
food. We taught them how to, you know what I'm saying, to prepare food. We taught them things. They stole everything. They created a holiday behind it. They mutilated us. You know what I'm saying? They came through and they killed and kidnapped the children and took them up north, Georgia, and up mm-hmm. north and other places, mm-hmm. in mountainous places, and miseducated those children. Did not allow those children right. to speak their native tongue. Did not allow those children to have access to any of their ancestors. They bred mm-hmm. those children into their families and miseducated mm-hmm. them with the doctrine that they wanted us to have that would give their family the up. So they taught mm-hmm. babies that they stole that they were less than, and that wasn't the truth. So it's been
right.
prisoners of war this whole thing. This whole time, if you look at the art of war, if you look at, you know what I'm saying, the stages and what's accepted in the art of war, they tell you that it's mm-hmm. acceptable to poison the food. What are they doing? We did a show 5 years ago talking about Monsanto poisoning
right.
the food. That's the act of war.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're at war with mm-hmm. the people, you poison their water. We did a show about Flint, and we found out all the rest of the places that had messed up water too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was years ago. You know what I'm saying? You poison mm-hmm. the things that they're seeing. You poison the air. You poison what they're hearing.
Right.
The frequencies. We are being attacked because we are at war.
Right.
We're at war and don't even know that we're at war. So therefore, we don't know
mm-hmm.
we're at war. We don't know what to do to counteract the measures that are being taken against us. We don't
mm-hmm.
know. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
This is the whole thing, man. We got to pay attention. And at this point, if you can't raise up, I don't know what to say. Because we were always taught,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, get in your space. Raise up the way you need to be. Connect with your higher self. You know what I'm saying? Connect with your ancestors. Connect with the higher beings. You know what I'm saying? To stomp the head of the devil. Because when and if he gets in power, he ain't going to have no mercy on you. No mercy on
no,
you at all.
None at all. None at all.
At all. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have time to be playing with him. We don't have time to have fear of him either. So they just said
right.
it is not mandatory. They cannot mandate it. And you see what they
right.
are telling people that they're going to do it. You can't come into the stores, the jobs, and all that if you don't have it. That's an act of war, a declaration of war being declared on you right then. When
mm-hmm.
it's already said that they can't mandate it. So they still, you know, so I don't know. I just think that a whole lot more is about to happen. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And all I can say, people, is, you know, raise your vibrations, man. Raise up. For those of y'all
right.
who are in tune, it's been initiations happening for, you know what I'm saying, a small period of time now, a couple months. Some of y'all are raising up
mm-hmm.
during these periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of
mm-hmm.
y'all are hitting the bottom. Like, y'all don't know what's going on still. Y'all can't see. Y'all can't hear. Y'all can't do none of that, okay? Just understand, though, that if you get stuck in that space, you will stay stuck in that space. Whenever the transition
right.
comes, because there will be another transition point that's going to raise
it's coming,
up.
Y'all. It's
oh, yeah.
not like it's not coming. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Ahead,
oh, yeah. Yeah, and when the transition comes, those who are in tune and in alignment are going to be walking and living their best life, because those are the ones who are manifesting. Those are the ones who are doing the cleaning right now. They're cleansing out their life, cleaning their aura, getting rid of toxins, getting rid of toxic energy, vibration people. They're doing the things that they need to do to lighten up, to vibrate heart chakra up. So for those people, they will then start to actualize the life, and it's like getting everything that they dreamed of, because they've done the work for it, and it's time. It's time for us to exist in that space. So for those of us who are not able to, you know what I'm saying, raise up, they're going to be in the same situation. And it's like a whole year cycle that's being passed out. So wherever you at, when the gong get hit, is where your ass going to be for another year. And truth be told, low vibration, you don't have a year. It's not even safe. It's not going to be safe for you to be stuck in a low vibration for a year. That ain't, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing nobody can do to get you out of it, because that's what you chose. You know what I'm saying? So all I can say is raise up. Whatever that means to you, raise up. You know what I'm saying? They're making announcements on the planet, y'all. They're making announcements. They're telling y'all that they got runners out here. They got runners and gunners out here, and they just now pulling the veils off to show y'all. We got gunners out here, too. Phase one is on deck. Phase one been the one pointing their asses out, and we've been slicing their asses up. It has not stopped, and it's not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Every time he speaks, it moves. That's just how that goes, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got people, too. That's all. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't by yourself. We got some, it's some real warriors out here. And we really are doing this thing. And when I said, the damn industry is on fire, you damn right it is. And them lyrics is real. You know what I'm saying? All y'all got to do is pay attention. Y'all should tune in, listen to phase one. If you ain't listening to phase one, you ain't listening to that. And you still ain't going to know where we at. You ain't going to know. These folks ain't going to tell you where y'all at on the timeline. They're going to raise you up to hell and slide down the pole. Raise you up, slide down the stripper pole to hell. That's what they're going to show you. So, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them how they can find phase one and how you spell it, because they might spell it with the P-H-A-S-E.
Oh, that'll definitely be the wrong way. Phase one, F-A-I-S-E. It's forever an inspiration seeking eternity. Omari never ends. Phase one is the title, and you can get at him at phase_1_ on Instagram. He's phase one, the Don on SoundCloud. I'm going to pull that down. No, he got some fly shit over there, but I'm going to pull it down. He got phase one on YouTube, you know, phase one on Facebook. He everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. He got everywhere. You got to check him out, though, because through his music, you can find out what's moving. You know what I'm saying, too? Because he keeps up with what's going on. He's for the people, for real. And he ain't one that just kick it. Like, we be on the scene. When stuff go down, we on the scene. We talking to the people. We talking to the family. We finding out what's moving. You know, we were over there on university when all that chaos went down, right? And there was an elder lady who was out there. And she was, like, in tears. She had an incense going. And I'm just standing and watching the scene, right? All kind of crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of crazy stuff happening. And I looked at the elder, and she looked at me, and she walked over to me, and I'm like, why are you crying? She said, we're tired of it. She said, we're tired of it. Like, you know, it just won't stop. This is when Sequoia was killed, the 8-year-old girl.
Right.
You know, and we know her family too, her parents. And, you know, the elder was like, we're tired of it. We're losing our babies. You know, and it don't make sense, and, like, people don't want to listen. And I just reached my arms out and gave her a hug. And I said to her, I said, Mama, I said, some of us are here. I said, we here right now, peeping the scene. I said, trust me, when I leave here, this work going to be done. I said, some of us are working for real. I said, and we come so we can see what's moving, so we can see what needs to be done. I said, all you got to do is keep your eyes open. keep watching. I said, this ain't even it. Just keep watching. And she was like thanking me. She looked at me as though she recognized me. She was like, thank you. And just hugging me. And I was like, I'm honored to be able. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that. And it's right. Just like that. When he write them lyrics, it ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no joke. And when he's writing, it's coming. And what I see, once I see it, it get dealt with. That's just how it is. Like, most people don't know who they're in the presence of, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, but you need to check them out. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Everybody choosing their side. Choose wisely.
Okay.
Choose wisely. They coming for you.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I don't think I got an all I want to say. I'm surprised I made it through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're all right.
Surprised.
Be safe, mommy. Love you. Oh.
If it isn't, all right. Have a good night. Good shadow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's not, you know, them doing something in this industry, you know, it's something happening in our neighborhood. Always something that they're doing. Uh-huh. Always something. And it's a whole lot of stuff going on, like the T.I. and Tiny thing. That's not over, but that's still more distraction. I knew they were going to do that. I knew it was going to happen because I remember when FaZe reached out to him. And was communicating with him and asking him to show his face in the city, you know, with the people. Come stand with the people
right.
doing the riot. He wouldn't come stand with the people talking smart and shit, right? But then when the mayor called you, you and that dirty Mike, or what's the nigga name? Mike, whatever the Mike nigga. Y'all on the damn, yeah, that one. Y'all on the stage showing up for the mayor, telling people that Atlanta is Wakanda. And not to destroy the city, but you were telling everybody else to destroy their city. And you wouldn't even show up down there. He sent the message out because FaZe said we were at war even then. He said, oh, I didn't know I was at war. I guess I was too busy living a lifestyle and popping bottles. And he laughed. So I just want to ask, like, right now, are you still living a lifestyle popping bottles? You know what I'm saying? I just want to ask him directly, are you still popping bottles, living a lifestyle? Do you know we're at war now? Are we at war now? Does it matter now that you're involved? Can you see war now? Smart mouth. He had a lot of stuff to say. See, people think that it's a joke. Ain't nobody playing with y'all. We ain't come here to play. So now they hanging your ass out. Your show gone. Your Ant-Man's part gone. They coming for you. They coming. All that standing on stage and all that you did, misrepresenting the A, you know what I'm saying? Like, any of us want to hear that. Now, look, they coming for you. You done turned on your folks, and they done turned on your ass. Ain't that something? But you ain't even know it, though. Okay. Bet you know now. So, it's just a lot, man. Stay focused, John. Stay focused.
Yes.
Don't let nobody do nothing to you that, you know what I'm saying, that they wouldn't do to themselves. Put all the shots in the bag, shake them up, reach your hand in there and pull one out and stab yourself first. And then let me see, because I don't trust it. I don't trust any of it. And we already know that it's the hugest depopulation gender thing ever. So,
yeah.
Nationality, my people. That's the way out.
Yes.
Nationality. You can't be stateless and thinking you're finna fight against somebody. Nationality.
Yeah.
I guess that's
well.
tonight anyway. I do have some other things that I've been coming across, and I've just been downloading it, but, you know what I'm saying, it's cool to be able to share them. So, So I guess I do have some things that I will be putting forward. And I wanted to get that RZA Islam on the air so that, you know, people can go and listen. Everybody kept asking me. And now you can't find it. So.
Yeah. And they're snatching things down faster these days, guys. It's like you could look at your playlist that you had yesterday and then half them videos already gone on YouTube. So, you know, they are snatching them down like left and right. So be vigilant. Stay informed. Do your due diligence. Do your research. I always say that. Do your research, man. You got any questions? Do your research. Yeah. And it's good to have these questions and ask those questions. Yeah, and you have any insight, pass the information. Let's get together. We got to come together. We have to come together, all of this, you know, these distractions and everything. And I get it. You know, distraction is a distraction, but put that distraction in its place. It's a bigger piece of the pie here. We are at war. Been at war for a minute. We're behind this eight ball, y'all. We got to do better. We have to do better. Like, come on. I mean, I don't just need people out here being fearful. Drop that fear. Let's get informed. Let's do what we need to do and move together. Let's do this. We can run this. So many people are just they are so fearful, be fearless. Let's do this. We can do this. Like, don't think that we can't. No, we can. Just got to come together. And
stop.
Be about it. Be about it. Don't just, you know, run your mouth and be the keyboard bully. Let's be about this, because this is a serious business. Like she said, nationality. Come on, y'all. Like, do your research. And it's a word game. It is a big-ass word game. Say the wrong word and your ass is fucked. And I'm saying, oh, and that word, excuse me, guys, that F-U-C-K word is good for your throat chakra. So go ahead. You can run that.
Fuck. Fuck. I should have been fucking saying that fucking word. Fuck. Going on my fucking ass. Shit. Fuck.
Okay.
How many times before you know this shit? Yeah.
Man, yeah. 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 Anyway.
All right. Well.
Okay.
That's it for me. We're gonna do this thing again tomorrow and now, and I'm what I'm gonna do, because
tomorrow and then.
Y'all know I'm crazy, baby. What I meant to say was, see how this is going to happen is tomorrow at 9 p.m. I'm going to schedule another show, and then I'm going to schedule it early so that I can, you know, share it around so that people can, you know that I'm going live. But a lot of people listen to the shows on the back end, and I think that's weird and interesting, but a lot of people move through my pages like that too. Like, you won't see a whole lot of engagement on my pages, but in my inboxes, in my messages, people are watching. And we communicate inbox. I don't know how it wound up being that way, but yeah. So, but I'm gonna do another one. Let's do it again at 9 tomorrow. And rock out with a 9.
Yeah. Okay, that's not an early April Fool's joke, right? That's not. You serious? That's not a. You know, tomorrow April Fool's.
Oh, is it? Damn. Real time. Fuck you, fuck. Every time I sunrise. Fucking bush. No. No, but 9 o'clock seems to work. It's not too late, not too early. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And, yeah, that'll be cool. Let's rock out with a 9. That's my number anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right,
so we'll come up with some topics before we close our eyes and then post this shit with mine.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool beans. Y'all.
That's what's up. Well, if you don't have anything else to say, I'm
going to
close out, man.
Give
me some
cheese. That's fine with me. Cool. I'll see
you
tomorrow at
9. Yeah, and then we're going to do it tomorrow at 9. And 9, everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Divine Mother Radio Show, y'all. No, that is so not it. Thank you for tuning in to Our Mother's Radio. Boy, it has to be a limit somewhere. Trust that. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Oh, by the way, I do take suggestions now. I remember everybody was sending them so much, I was like, no. I wasn't even doing the show. I wasn't interested anymore. But I will take your suggestions if there are topics that you are interested in me discussing or something that you want to know more about, because you know I always research when y'all send me the topics. So I will be accepting, you know, suggestions. So, all right. Everybody must pretty much knows how to reach me. All right. Divine Mothers Radio, we're going to tune out. Oh, yeah, DivineTempleOfLight.com, y'all. DivineTempleOfLight.com is the way in. We are moving through, you know, and we're learning about our proper status. You know what I'm saying? And moving in our proper status, as well as we're working daily on ascension, daily on what we need to do to see things before they come, to avert things, you know, so we have a heads up on how things are moving.
Right.
So, you know, check it out. It's members only. But if I were you, I would definitely come on into the fold. You know?
Right.
All right, Jazz, I'm out of here, man. I can't do this shit. Thank you for joining me, this shadow. I don't know, man. Consistency, they say. Be consistent. Some Seattle mind at 9 p.m.
All right. All right. And it's not a fool joke either.
It's not. It'll be 9 o'clock. Now, what we're talking about, I'm not sure, but we'll see. I'll share it around in time on all social platforms.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Thank you. And I will see y'all tomorrow.
You're welcome.
Peace out, y'all.
Yes, indeed. All right. Peace.
Oh, no, no, no. Hey,
winner.
I don't know what I'm coming, yeah, okay. I'm coming for everybody. All that money they got, I don't care about it. Why the fuck would I care what's in their pocket? Bitch, you got a billion on my head, probably. They done started GoFundMes and came together, put up all of their money and share profits. I don't give a fuck, I'm having grand choppers. Since the clock hit the street, leaving dead bodies. Fuck a red bottom, I got green sideline, bean, bean, pop, keys dropping out of helicopter, nigga play, but we know how to free rock. This a David, nigga, like slingshot, nigga scared about it. I got so many niggas that's up in this industry, sure, I don't try to be patient, but these niggas looking for smoke, I might fuck it. It better be cooking, it been with a recipe. Bitch, you can die, give a fuck about your legacy. You must ain't seen all this shit that been popping out lately. The fuck is you talking about crazy? You know that I'm hesitant rappers. Bitch, I'm a gold killer, shoot a movie for real. Why you think I ain't scratching the ass? You run up on me, bitch, you better be strapped up. I promise you, nigga, won't know what done happened. This shit ain't no beef, I got soldiers who packin'. We don't give a fuck what you wrote in your cash. Big 9, get it smashing. 6-9, we ratchet. Rat-tat-tat, who you tellin'? Bad luck, bitch, shoulda never tried to cross me. Black cats, black to your melon. I'm in the hood with young fellas, not telling them niggas to kill each other. Fuck the devil, I'm rebelling. Everybody who ain't with me. Niggas ain't big dogs, you some kiddies. You niggas just pissed off, cause them ghost killers came and blitzed off. Through the city, nigga been hurtin', they can't do no show. Most of these rappers been getting exposed. When I did the magic, I did it specified, just told them delete them, everything go, who knows? Nigga might wake up and put on their clothes. Hop in the farm, crash to a pole. Nigga family might go down on the boat. He gon' deactivate his account and go ghost. Nigga might eat on some steak, thinking everything gravy. He try to swallow, then he choke. Dragon blood pin ain't no joke. I'm killing all of these devil worshippers and ghosts. That's all these niggas. Get out your feelings and do what you do if you solid. But it was your people who put you niggas in position, it seemin' like you done forgot it. With all of that money, you say that done came from those songs. It just seemin' like you the one got it. But look how you livin', but my people need them a leader. Quit capping like you the one got it. And that go for everybody in the industry. Niggas ain't special when I say they name. It's a whole lot of motherfuckers who can change it. These niggas ain't poppin', these niggas just famous. Part of my passion. But I don't give a fuck, these niggas ain't hard. Niggas all about fashion. My people down in the pool for the blood. Niggas still wanna talk about the heart of my fashion. Gucci and Jeezy and Shanti and Keisha. I don't give a fuck, cause it's all of the scratch. And I just need the people to know that I'm here. But before that can happen, I'ma need all y'all ass. Last time I'ma say it. This social shit, it ain't nothing to play with. Niggas got millions of followers. Fuck your knowledge, little nigga. You hear what I say, bitch, I'm coming for everybody. All that money they got, I don't care about it. Why the fuck would I care what's in their pocket? Bitch, you got a billion on my head, probably. They done started GoFundMes and came together, put up all of their money and share profits. I don't give a fuck, I'm having grand choppers. Since the clock hit the street, he been dead body. Fuck a red bottom, I got green tie, lime bean, bean pop. Keys dropping out of helicopters, nigga flavor. We know how to free rock.
This a David and Goliath slingshot, a nigga scared about it. I got so many niggas, it's up in this industry, so I don't try to be patient, but these niggas looking for smoke. I'm like, fuck it, it's finna be cooking this bitch with a wish.
Hey. I don't make Bentley music. Yeah.
Whack.
Yeah, yeah. Whole lot of clean shit, you know, usual.
I don't make Bentley music, yeah. Pit black tip, we cruising. Pack of the tent, we moving, yeah. Third eye lit, we tuning. I got rich, it's human. Ray gun. Play with this shit, we shown, yeah. Play with this shit, we shown. I don't make Bentley music, yeah. Pit black tent, we cruising. Pack of the tent, we moving, yeah. Third eye lit, we tuning. I got rich, it's human. Ray gun. Play with this shit, we shown, yeah. Play with this shit, we shown. I'ma eat tea in it, bitch. Niggas ain't really they say, but I really been sipping my tea in it, bitch. I'm looking for niggas who ready for war, but it really just me and it, bitch. I got the truth and I spit it. No one of these niggas ain't never want me in it, bitch. They tried to pull a pop on me, I cut up, they stuck or they thought I wasn't seeing this shit. They forgot it with me and it, bitch. Damn, bad, that would quit like the sand. Flip the industry and spit like a band. 12 on me like it midnight again. Real woke, nigga, bring out the clan. Put the burner to the skin like a clan. Timmy Turner when the shit hit the fan. I'm battling demons and shit. About the mission, I'ma die for it. Raise torch, then I light torch. You need some water to put out the hellfire. Get the pill. White horse, niggas thinking they can hide, they can barely run. Nigga, I'm with God, murder everyone. My flood water versus your gun. Push that nigga, who you think won? Fully loaded, I got 9 in the clip. Into this shit and it boomerangs through your body, they think I'm rewinding the clip. Niggas drunk off all that wine and they still. Fully loaded, I got 9 in the clip. Into this shit and it boomerangs through your body, they think I'm rewinding the clip. Niggas drunk off all that wine and they still. I don't make Bentley music, yeah. Pit black tip, we cruising. Pack of the tent, we moving, yeah. Third eye lit, we toning. I got riches, human. Ray gun. Play with this shit, we shown, yeah. Play with this shit, we shown. I don't make Bentley music, yeah. Pit black tent, we cruising. Pack of the tent, we moving, yeah. Third eye lit, we toning. I got riches, human. Ray gun. Play with this shit, we shown, yeah. Play with this shit, we shown.
When it come to trouble, I shoot nigga Matt Bull. Anywhere a nigga can't go, I'm in that hood.
How you want smoke with a nigga he ain't asked for?
12 still shooting nigga down in the black hood. Hold on, when I run up and tell my nigga to back up. Coming for them numbers, I'm ready to get nigga stacked up. Money for the come up, I bet if a nigga act up. I still hit him with a two. They want me to fall. They hoping I miss it. I keep taking over like bridges. My feet ain't controlling my vision. So fuck it, my feet tell me what will Ali tell me. Even the greatest gon' suffer. I see where the people gon' hate it, but fuck them, I keep getting bitch. But like, be ready, sorry for the wait. I try not to let these parties go to waste. Showing up, you know I'm always fucking late. Made it though, I know I'm tardy, but it's straight. Doubt it, he would overcome. But it's like they standing at the foot of the balcony. How could they look over him? I invited them out and I told him I'd show him a pushover. Jumped off the side of the ozone and looked over. I saw a beautiful UFO hot in that bitch and I took over. Technically, I'm not even from your planet, so bitch, I'm not trying to live up to your standards and shit. I got bars like a bite, they can't handle this shit. I'm alone in my truth, give a damn it to click. Yeah, the money gon' come, I don't plan to be rich, but I'd rather be broke with a plan to be fixed in the standing and withstand the fantasy shit. But what profit a man to spend 100 bands on his wrist and forget how to manage his wit with a handful of Xannies? And this nigga can't even spit without drooling now. I've been spitting since a kid, I guess they give a shit when I do it now. Picture my movie now, topping the charts like a giving head to the billboards. And they really scared, cause they know the competition's really dead and I kill for it. I don't make Bentley music, yeah. Pit black tip, we cruising. Pack of the tent, we moving, yeah. Third eye lit, we toning. I got riches, human. Ray gun. Play with this shit, we shown, yeah. Play with this shit, we shown. I don't make Bentley music, yeah. Pit black tip, we cruising. Pack of the tent, we moving, yeah. Third eye lit, we toning. I got riches, human. Ray gun. Play with this shit, we shown, yeah. Play with this shit, we shown.
Beats be like having a whole fucking year before that shit dropping. Yeah.
He playing possum, he playing posse, he calls him. Fuck over 12, we lost him. We going shot him, we cop him, we pop him, we 5% off him, we drop him in the bad purse. This shit was worth it. Cardi be out of these burkers. Fanny be lurking and searching, them bitches won't find shit. Tell me if I look in my eyes and my line shit. Laughing for loser, I'm back to back with the shooters. Catching dads at Magruder's to do this, to call of duty for the looters. Too many, call the troopers, devil won't play with me. If he try, I send him back to hell with the fives. It's not for a nine, but I bet he gon' die before I die. I bet he gon' try, but I'm not gone. Free the guys.
Free the guys, free the guys. When we shoot up the prison and kill every CO inside it, what happened when we go to slide? I pray to G-O-D, no, see, we know we got. Ain't no debate, walk his ass on the lake. He thinking Jesus arrived, nigga, you late. I've been here since 98, I've been mobbing since a jit. 12 get behind me, they kiss on my dick. I ain't stopping out for shit, 100 miles in this bitch. I ain't talking to PH, 150 jet to be safe. Fucking my hit at 200, the industry bend over fucking that bitch. Cause she horny and busting them titties and she with it, ma. None of these niggas ain't hard, bet I make them bow down. I took the crown, I'm taking over the town. Bitch on the wildest around, bitch you be mad. And pray to God I get this scratch. They might not know that my daddy's daddy shot. Before I go broke like y'all, 144,000 in the stock. If a nigga got him drowsy, then he dropped. Top his ass, I'ma trump his ass like Donald. Ducked off with his mama, told me to dig on that tunnel. I had to show it through the light. Don't care if he's sleeping, don't care if he paraplegic. I walk his ass on sight, that's right.
You walk his ass like a blind dog at a red light.
At the crossroad, going bone crazy, I'm a thug. Bitch, you can keep your opinion and shut the fuck up. I hate trying to speak over me.
These niggas be mailing me.
Say what I said, bitch, you still fuck the industry. Dumping this earth from replenishing. Fuck what you heard from the enemy. I don't rap about killing and don't. I'm not telling my youngest to vote. Devil in my skull. He playing pussy, it cost him. Fuck over 12, we lost him. And we going shot him, we cop him, we pop him. We 5% off him, we drop him in the bed. Purse. This shit was worth it. Cardi be out of these burkers. Fanny be lurking and searching. Them bitches won't find shit. Tell me if I look in my eyes and my line shit. Laugh up a loser. I'm back to back with the shooters. Catch his dad, that Magruder. Do this to Call of Duty for the looters. Too many, call the troopers. Devil won't play with me. If he try, I send him back to hell with the fives. It's not for a nine, but I bet he gon' die before I die. I bet he gon' try, but I'm not.
Photo and the battery die. Boom. I'm about to burn the place. Excuse me. Let me get past you real quick. Burn his face real quick.
New container full of hookah, container, hookah sustainer. But I came with a loop and a chain and a super fame. Bazooka the game off of the pain of a loop. The banjos fused with two sopranos who sang over the loops and jangles and changed up the music to the tango. But if I do get a tango, don't scream it, I'm super single. Even if I choose to mango, this shit ain't no fruit. Cause ain't nobody finna chew this. Can't go back and forth with Judas. Usually I don't do this, but I'm losing my cool. It blew through the roof. And ain't no single solitary entity that are bringing into me what I'm mentally meant to be. Into defense of the industry, better been to me. That's B-O-W-D-O-W-N. With a veto, fuck what you plan, it's my way or the highway. But if you stand with me, I'm willing to give you the benefit of an infinity, nigga. We picking it up and we bending it, nigga, like Arnold. Terminating all sports of niggas. Ballers in my court, I'm too awake to talk sports. When niggas walk across the water, safe to say that I'll support the Lakers. Bomb, 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 bomb. I'm about to bond a place. These niggas be wanting to talk and to conversate. But I've already won the base. But I'm on today, been watching hella close like a telescope in astronomy. But it's on my mind to say no John F. K. But I know what I'm trying to say. Lately, I've been popping my shit. Switch on my flow, can't no Atlanta nigga pop it like this. They feeling hit, but no surprises, bitch. I do not miss. I'm screaming, bomb, 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 bomb. I'm about to bond this bitch. Fuck a bandwagon. I'm sliding past on the side of plasma. It's dragging the virus mad cause I'm passing it. Final chapter, the last of it. Time to pack and then head up the street. I step on these beats. I'm ahead of the beast. They scared to compete. I've been in heaven and back. Want a brochure? Brochure. I can set you and your family up a whole tour. We don't got a link up. Why you think we got a soul for? Damn, I apologize. I forgot you sold yours for money and clothes. Whores and more. But that's on you. You say you good with my father, but nigga, that's on who? You passed on his son. Know he finna pass on you. Little nigga, bum, 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 bum. I'm about to bond a place. I'm in a bit of a jam like DEF, but spell it back. Cause all of these jelly rappers are starting to tell these rats are revolving. You better pack a revolver and keep your circle empty. Never trusted a soul if the price is right to work against me. Bomb, 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 bomb. I'm about to bond a place. R-E-S-P-E-C-K. Better put it on my name. How the fuck could you call him lame when he started off as a G and he ended up in the A like you spelling Ghana name. And took over the city like FEMA Dome. Thinking I'm Mercedes Benz is in my blood like adrenochrome. And 98% of you may not know what I'm speaking on. And another 2% thinking you do, best believe you don't. We was on the block getting busy with big glitches, but niggas is dizzy and we assuming we prepared for the military. It's really scary the way that we fall short like Capri sagging. I think I should cease rapping on this track cause ain't nobody even listening to me. Just know I read the whole script to the movie, it doesn't end well. Politicians are steady acting, they ain't no Denzel. But let me let you in on some intel. Listen well, bum 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 bum. They about to bomb the place.